At 9 minutes to nine.
Yes. Now, last week, Phil Upton was presenting the breakfast show here at 100.7 Heart FM, and he had a little chatteroony with a certain Doug Richards, who's actually at Gatwick Airport as we speak, about to embark on his journey to the Sahara Desert to do a 150-mile marathon. Are you mad, Doug?
Yes, I am.
Yes. Yes, I am.
Completely mad, Doug. So why did you leave Redditch to go to the Sahara Desert to run? Why? Tell us all about it.
It's just not sunny enough in Redditch. So.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm doing it for charity, Steve. Yeah. So it's taken a long time to prepare for it, but now the time's here, so I'm at the airport. I'll be on the plane in half an hour.
All right, so how do you actually get into training to run 150 miles across the Sahara Desert? What sort of training does that involve?
Lots and lots of running, and also the last couple of weeks I've been doing some acclimatising to the heat, and this is sort of cycling on an exercise bike inside a sauna.
No!
Oh, yeah.
Chuck, I can't even sit in a sauna.
No.
Cycle in a sauna. Is that how hot it's going to be then?
Yes, yeah. They're expecting it to be about 120 or even up to 130.
Oh, you're joking.
So I wish I was.
How many other competitors will there be? Because it is a race. I mean, how many other people will there be?
There's 550 from across the world, but some about 40 or 50 different countries.
Right.
So all the Brits are here at the airport. We're all going out on the same plane. It's the only plane on the departure board without a destination on it.
And it's being recorded by Central Television for a documentary?
That's right. They're making a documentary which will be shown in May, I believe, called Against All Odds.
Can you imagine being the poor film crew on that, saying, you know, we've got a job for you. Yeah, what is it? You're going to run across the Sahara Desert?
Right, with a load of training.
With a load of madmen.
Yeah.
So you're raising money. What's the money for, then?
It's cancer research campaign. I lost my mum and dad through cancer, and also a charity called Dreams Come True, which helps terminally ill children.
Cancer is one of those things that's, that they say touches a sort of one in three of us.
That's right.
It's a wonderful cause. It really is, but Doug, I still think you're completely mad.
I know, most people do, Steve.
Look, good luck. Yeah. We hope you win, or finish at least.
And as soon as you can give us an update or a report on how you're doing, do let us know, do get in touch with us, Doug Richards.
Of course I will. Of course.
Thank you very much indeed, and good luck from everyone here at 100.7 Heart FM.
Thanks a lot. Bye.
Bye.